You are listening to the award-winning WHCM 88.3 FM Palatine, Illinois, a broadcast station of Harper College and its Board of Trustees. The thoughts and ideas presented on this show are my own and are not necessarily reflective of the opinions of WHCM, Harper College, or its Board of Trustees. As for the show itself, you are listening to Harper Highlights, a show where we spotlight the best of Harper College and its community through interviews, song requests, and more. Today for our interview segment, I have the privilege of interviewing Nupur from the Fashion Studies Department. Before we get to the official interview questions, would you be so kind as to introduce your official title and position at Harper?
Hello, my name is Nupur Sharma. I'm the program coordinator and professor at Fashion Studies program here at Harper.
Cool, thank you. Before anything else, I do want to say thank you for taking the time to meet with me and talk and all that jazz, because it's delightful. Getting into the actual questions, I'm curious about you personally, and I wanted to know, what has your personal journey with fashion been like?
So I started my fashion journey many, many years ago. I'm not going to give you exact dates and
time
because that'll tell you how old I am. But I came to this country. I'm from India. Mm-hmm. I came to this country to pursue my graduate studies in fashion design. And that was in early 90s. Let's just put it this way. And since then, I've worked in the industry for a long time. And since last 21 years, I have been in academia, actually 23 years. Once I had kids, I realized that full-time corporate job might not be suited to my lifestyle, and I wanted to give more time to the kids. And I just launched myself in the academia, and since then I've loved it. I've also worked with Haggar Clothing Company, Victoria's Secret, Sears. So I've been around, and it's been a very fruitful journey.
That is really impressive. Just name dropping Victoria's Secret. I didn't recognize the first one, but I think a lot of the audience members, if they don't recognize the first, they will recognize Victoria's Secret. So I'm curious, 23 years in academia, how many of those years have been spent at Harper?
I've been at Harper since last 11 years.
Awesome. And so that leads into my next question. Can you tell me about the Fashion Studies program at Harper? For instance, what can our students expect to learn?
So we offer two majors, fashion design and fashion merchandising. We also offer a specialization of fashion entrepreneurship under the fashion design major. Mm-hmm. And fashion design is basically focused on the creative side of fashion, while fashion merchandising, it prepares the students for the business side of fashion.
So I'm just curious, and this is an aside question. Is a student, even if they focus on one or the other, it's still possible to take, so let's say they want to be more creative, but they still want to take a class in the business side, is that possible?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I'm curious, for you personally, would you, if you could go through Harper's program, would you have gone through more of the creative side or the business?
I've always had a softer side for creatives. So yes, I actually worked in the industry on the creative side, so yes.
That's cool.
That's where my heart is, but again, regardless of whether you're in design or merchandising, your career paths will always cross each other. You will,
yes.
One day you'll be in design, next day you'll be on the business side of fashion.
And so it's good to get an idea of both. No,
yes.
That makes sense. So I've heard about the annual fashion show you put on. Can you tell me more about it?
That's the most exciting piece of our department. So it's an annual fashion show that takes place once a year in May. Mm-hmm. It's a showcase of our students' talents. It's a perfect simulation of real industry experience, where fashion design and fashion merchandising students, they join hands to put together this event. So it's a glamorous event, like I said. It's a fun night. It's a chance to sit back and watch up-and-coming designers. And we get a lot of support from Harper and staff here, as well as the community. So fashion design students, they design and produce a garment that participate in the show, and the show is designed and produced by the fashion merchandising students.
That's cool. So it's a bit of like everybody gets involved, and this is going to tell you my age, but this sounds kind of like Project Runway.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where that it's like, do you get students to model it, or?
We do hire professional models.
Oh, wow. Hire professional models. So it's not just like, hey, Susie from chem class, come.
It's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
And the theme for fashion show this year is going to be reimagined Hollywood's yesteryears.
Oh, so like the golden glamorous.
Yes, oh, yes. Oh, okay. It's going to be a lot of glamour and glitz, and we would want our guests to be dressed for it. So there, it's a red carpet event.
I'm there. I will get a dress for this. Is it, what time of the year? Is it a spring? Is it a fall?
It's in May.
Okay.
It's the Thursday before graduation.
All right. And is it usually, like every year, it's usually the Thursday before graduation, or just is it usually sometime in May?
It's always the Thursday before graduation because we want to make it complicated.
Hey, I get that though, because I'm a music student, audio engineering technically, but I've been a performance in performances. And usually, it's almost always your big performance, your big recitals, all the important events you've been working towards. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's 2 days before your finals. By the way, you have a few essays due. Can you submit this 20-page paper the same night that you'll be performing? Yeah, great, do it. So, now that makes sense. Oh, that's so funny. But so speaking of graduation, I know that Harper College prides itself on producing career-ready graduates. What does that look like for fashion studies students?
So one of our biggest trends in our department is preparing the students for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
All of the equipment that we have in the department is industry compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Our labs, they simulate the industrial sewing environment. Beside the sewing lab, we also have software that we use for digital pattern making.
Oh.
Which is actually called AccuMark Gerber. And we use Fashion Snoops, which is a fashion forecasting service.
Oh.
And we expect all of our graduates to be savvy with computers, and all the presentations are done digitally. We also have an active advisory group of industry professionals who review our curriculum on an annual basis and make recommendations about the changing needs of the industry. Our best part is the mm-hmm. jury show, which is pretty much a shark tank. This takes place in May as well. It's the first week of May, where students have the opportunity to present their garments that they have worked on throughout the year and receive critique of their designs from current industry professionals. It's pretty much a good simulation of Shark Tank. If you're ever interested in seeing it live, it's open to public.
I was going to ask if it is open to the public, which you just said yes. But so like, okay, this is in topic but off topic. I'm so curious. When you say they get critiques, like, so let's pretend this shirt has been made or something, and I'm presenting the shirt I'm wearing as part of the project. I don't know. Like, is it like the colors are off, or is it like the form isn't correct? Like, what kind of critiques come out of this?
So the industry professionals, which is basically a jury, they'll ask the student, who have you designed the shirt for? Who's your target customer? What is the season and what are the trends that you're following? How much are you going to sell it? And then they're going to evaluate if that garment is worth the money.
Yes.
If the customer is going to pay for it and if it can be done better.
So I'm currently wearing a long sleeve. I don't know if I'm using the correct terms. There's a geometric pattern. It's like a black and white kind of V-neck thing. I would assume this is for fall or winter more than summer or spring, maybe, unless it's like, see, I see you're thinking. No, like, because long sleeves to me says colder, but then the actual material is like a nice, like, summery kind of that. Like, so this is the kind of thinking that goes into it where.
Exactly.
Okay. And then let's pretend I say, and I'm going to intentionally give you a bad answer. Let's say I've made this lovely shirt that I love wearing all the time for, I don't know, flower girls in weddings. Like, I think I'm going to make this white instead of black, but we're going to keep this cut. And we're going to I assume you'd politely say, okay, that's a great idea, but there might be a better audience.
Yeah.
I wish I had a picture or a visual of the shirt because I'm imagining a flower girl and it's just so, okay.
Looking at the age of the flower girl, she might need more. You know, flounces and fun stuff.
Yes, like she actually, sometimes I get supremely jealous of the little kids' clothes.
Yes.
Because they get to have so much fun.
Yes.
And I'm just like, why can't we have, like, I don't know, frills and extra things? And why do we have to wear just like what we're wearing right now? It's fine. Okay. All right. Getting back focusing. You mentioned about the, like, these are people who are in the industry And so I'm curious about, in general, I assume they know what kind of new trends are, but what are the new trends in the fashion industry? And how do our students need to adapt to these kinds of trends?
So, of course, you know, that right now awareness is the biggest thing. Looking around you, sustainability is one of the things that the industry wants to follow. Fast fashion is great and it's very affordable, but at the same time, what it's doing to our planet.
Yes.
So we are hoping that our students, they learn more about the sustainability that is required in this world to make Earth a better place.
Yeah.
And the other thing that is really trending right now, which is, I'm using the word trending, is AI.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I know about it in general, like students doing it or people using it to reorganize their lives. But how does it impact the fashion industry?
So there are AI platforms which can generate the design.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's been harvested. It's been from all different websites. So at the end, whose design is it anyway?
Oh, no.
But there are ethical ways of using AI, and we have started incorporating that in our curriculum because, hey, you are going to use AI regardless.
Yeah.
You might as well use it ethically, just as an inspiration and just as a starting point and not the end point.
So when you said sustainability, I thought about the wedding industry.
Can
you tell I've gone to two weddings recently? But the wedding industry and how there are some particular, like, wedding gown companies or I don't know, designers who are specifically, like, they are using recycled materials or they're making it a certain way. And that's kind of like along the lines maybe of...
Exactly.
Okay. And then with AI, I'm thinking of the music industry and how, like, there are sites if you wanted to put together your own podcast and you wanted some music in the background to sort of, like, set the tone. There are sites where it's like royalty-free music and they just ask that you credit the artist. Now, what's interesting is that for these sites, a lot of them are real people, but I think they are required to say this was AI generated if it was an AI generated. So is that like an equivalent?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So there are potential like fashion designers who, if they decided to use AI, they'd have to just state, hey, I did use AI to do this part or to do this thing. Is that?
That's what ethics require for you to do.
Oh, of course. No, that's so interesting because I swear every day there's a new thing that I'm learning about with AI. Like there's some sort of new consideration or, oh, didn't you realize this industry is also being impacted? And I would never have assumed fashion, but whatever. The kid in me who like saw Project Runway all the time is just like, why? Why can't they just create their own stuff? But I'm focusing. This is a little off topic. This kind of relates to the industry. I wanted to know, what kind of jobs do fashion studies students get when they graduate?
So we get two kinds of students. There's a section of students who want to go and launch themselves into the industry after they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get another set of students who want to transfer to four-year schools after they graduate. So just some success stories. There is a huge demand in Chicago for technical designers, which is pattern makers and CAD designers. We have students who have been working with Cintas.
Yeah.
They're the uniform people.
Yeah.
Everybody knows them. We have a student who recently graduated and is working for Wilson Sporting Goods.
Oh.
We also have a close relationship with Elise Paris, who are the biggest producers of prom gowns and wedding gowns. They hire interns from us, and they also have recently hired a graduate from us.
That's really cool. Before we continue with the interview, we just have a few more messages.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Triple H, and you are listening to Harper Radio.
Do you enjoy craft projects? Are you a fan of DIY? Then head on over to the Harper Library and check out the Make Shop. Open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, the Make Shop is a DIY creative studio that welcomes students, faculty, and community members. Welcome back to WHCM 88.3 FM, Palatine, Illinois, a broadcast station of Harper College and its Board of Trustees. Just as a reminder, the thoughts and ideas presented on this show are my own and are not necessarily reflective of the opinions of WHCM, Harper College, or its Board of Trustees. And as a reminder, what are we specifically listening to? We are listening to Harper Highlights, a show that, you know, spotlights, highlights the various departments and orgs of Harper through interviews, song requests, and more. I have been interviewing Nipur from the Fashion Studies Department. We've had some really interesting conversations about AI and just fashion in general, which I've always loved, but I never thought I could get into.
It makes me curious. Do you have anything you'd like to share with me specifically?
I know you asked about our students who have launched themselves in the jobs. Mm-hmm. We have a success story to share with you. Two of our students, they recently got selected to place at a prestigious fashion show in Rome on Spanish Steps. This is a venue where the school that has selected them to present, other than that school, the only other designer who's been able to present a runway on the Spanish Steps is Valentino.
Oh my goodness. I feel like this was kind of like, oh, we have this cool thing. We have that cool thing. Oh, by the way, we have this extremely cool opportunity that like not everyone ever gets to do. Like, oh my goodness. I mean, that sounds like the equivalent of, actually, it sounds much cooler than getting to sing at Carnegie Hall. So I'm just saying like that is super impressive. I wanted to double back with a personal question because you reminded me when you brought up Wilson. I was recently gotten to fencing, as potential listeners have potentially heard many times now. But one thing that came up is this concept of like fashion for the sport you're involved in. So for instance, with fencing, there's a fencing specific shoe company that came together because of students in Massachusetts and they wanted to build a shoe for the fencer. So like there is that kind of an opportunity that could happen or?
So once you start designing and once you are a technical designer,
yeah,
you can launch in anything, but there are some special programs which work with functional design.
Yeah.
And these kind of shoes, and especially when we talk about shoes.
Yes.
It gets very technical. So it's a completely different ballgame. But once you know pattern making and technical design, Harper provides you with enough ammunition for you to go and launch yourself in that industry.
That's amazing. I'm like, the kid in me, seriously, I always dressed up as a kid and like my mom would make me Halloween costumes. So I always got to see her make the patterns. Like most fourth graders would probably have dressed up as Freddy Krueger or whatever. I dressed up as Queen Victoria. Like, kid you not, it was 10 out of 10, but I'm refraining from going too into memory lane because we are here to talk about the fashion studies interviews and all that, not me. But so to get back to our questions, speaking of jobs, I'd like to ask you, what is the best part of your job?
The best part of my job is I get to learn from students. I know I'm here to teach, but I'm a lifelong learner. And the students and their creativity and their enthusiasm, it's very inspiring. It takes me through the day. It makes me love my job.
And I guess that's what you love about teaching fashion, then.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If I were to have another career, I would choose the same.
I love that because that's actually a question I don't always ask, but I do sometimes wonder like, okay, if you were to go back in time 23 years ago or however long ago you'd like to go, would you say, hey, you've got this in the bag, just keep going? Or would you have said, you do have this in the bag, but maybe consider this instead or maybe do that, like you personally?
I love my job. I don't think I'll do anything else.
I love that. And so going back to Harper specifically, what is unique about Harper's Fashion Studies program compared to other programs in the Chicagoland area?
It's interesting that you ask me this because I've taught at other schools and in Chicagoland area. One of the best things about Harper's Fashion Studies program is the student-teacher ratio.
Oh.
And the relationships that the students built with the student, the teachers built with the students. Mm-hmm. We also have state-of-the-art equipment and labs. If you haven't visited us, we are located in H building. Please come and visit us.
Yeah.
It has a robust study abroad program, which is only specialized for fashion.
Oh.
And one of the recent best things that we've done for our students is an apprenticeship program in Florence, Italy, where they go and they live there for 4 to 8 weeks. And they work with a maker, with a leather maker, so they can learn how to do leather handbags or shoes, or they can launch themselves into millinery, which is hat making. So they're with the maker. They start at 8 a.m. in the morning, and they go on till 5 p.m. They learn the art of leather making, and they also learn the business side of it.
Oh, okay. This is really funny because I'm just like, I'm personally having this little crisis of, oh my God, that sounds so cool. You have to not just switch majors right now. But I am curious, actually, though. Let's say someone comes to Harper and they're like, I'm going to be a psychology major and get my associates. And then they somehow stumble across the fashion studies. Like, is that, I don't even really know what the question is. I guess, is it easy to transfer into the fashion studies? Is it something where it's like, you really should have been here from the start? Like,
we love stealing students.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh.
Recently, we had a student who had enrolled in Harper mm-hmm. for engineering. And she just, for funsies, she came and took a class with us. And she withdrew from engineering. And she finished her associate with us. She got a full ride to School of Art Institute in the city. She finished her 4 years with them. And she's the one who's working at Wilson's now.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, this is kind of in the realm of the fashion studies. This is. It's just me coming up with the question off the top of my head. If a student were interested and didn't know either where to start or just wanted to learn more about what kind of classes, like, are there any classes that come to mind that you think, A, are underrated gems, or B, are good places to start for students?
Always tell them that, yeah, we all have watched Project Runway and we all feel we can be the next Heidi Klum or
yes.
You know, but the reality is mm-hmm. when you have to get your hands dirty,
yeah,
you start thinking. So I always like for them to take FAS 100, which is our beginning sewing class.
Yes.
It's not for the faint of heart.
No,
because we teach them how to do the industry's way of doing sewing.
Which is good because then they're up to industry standard. But that also means because the industry is pretty intense from what I've heard.
Right.
It's not like it kind of I just put it like this. I'm guessing it weeds out like the people who are like, I just like to dress up. And the people who are like, no, I want to make an actual brand for myself, or I want to have a line, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And students who come in saying that I love fashion because I like to dress up good, there is a space in fashion for them, and yeah. that is styling.
Oh.
So there's styling, there's visual merchandising and all of that. And that's part of yes. fashion merchandising. So there's a creative side without sewing too.
Yeah. No, I feel like that reminds me of this might be a little silly, but I think of like store displays and how
yes.
sometimes there are store displays where I'm like, okay, did you really, is that really how you thought? I mean, you want to attract people and okay, this is fine. I still want to shop here because I love your clothes, but also can we mess around with this display? So like are there classes at Harper to learn more about that?
Yes, that's our visual merchandising class.
Oh, okay. That's very, I'm literally like, calm yourself. Do not look up the classes. Just stay cool. Stay cool. So I'm curious, what do you hope students take away from the fashion studies program in general?
So, you know, when the students graduate, I know everybody wants them to be, yeah, everybody, including their families, they want to be fashion studies graduate. But I hope that in all of them, they graduate as global citizens, ready to bring a positive change through fashion.
Yeah.
Because right now, the world needs it.
Oh, yes. I definitely get that. And then my final question, before actually I get to my final question, is there anything that you personally would like to share about either fashion studies, Harper College, at life in general? Anything come to mind?
I think, like I said, I've been in the industry and in academia for many, many years. Harper College is one of the best places to work.
Yeah.
And the resources for the students are just wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, completely. Now for the actual final question before we call it a day, and I have to just keep it together. Usually I cry or almost cry during interviews. Now I'm like, keep it cool. Obviously, I'm so cool and chill right now. But if you had one piece of advice to give to any aspiring fashion student, what would you say?
I would say just keep chugging along. Mm-hmm. Take any opportunity that comes to your way. Do not shy away from hard work.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, it's going to, especially if you do like the sewing class, it's probably going to be like really fun. And then all of a sudden it's really tiring and you're like, but do I still want to do this? And it's like, yes, you should still keep going. Give it a go.
Give it a go. Keep chugging along. Don't stop. There will be sweat and tears, but
oh, yeah.
Everything is for good.
Yeah. And I feel in general, even if, let's say you decide to go to the merchandise styling, that sort of stuff, there's still applicable skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think being able to learn perseverance and to learn how to keep going in spite of the aches and pains or the emotional turmoil or what have you, that's really worthwhile.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love fashion and I hope all the students that are in the department, they are successful one day.
Oh, yes. Me too. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for your time today, Nupur. It's been a delight.
That's all for the interview segment of today's show. Now, usually this is the part where we get into song requests. But before we do that, I wanted to do something a little different. I would like to share a sweet little story about something that happened on campus. Back in August, when school was getting started, there was something called the Harper Welcome Week and the Harper Welcome Week Crew. This was a group of volunteers who spent their time helping students get to classes, on top of making sure us students were warmly welcomed to the school. Over that week, I watched as several volunteers took the time to walk all over the school, personally escorting students to their classes, answering questions, and just being there in general. But it was more than just that. I listened to the welcome crew as they guided students through the halls, and I was sincerely impressed. They made sure to listen to students, answer their questions, and they really took the time to make sure every detail was attended to. And so, I just wanted to give a special thank you and shout out to the Harper Welcome Week crew. You guys really went above and beyond, and for that, I am grateful. And now, for our song request segment of the show, for the remainder of the hour, we will be playing song requests from Harper College students, staff, and members of the community. But before that, a few messages.
Hey, this is Big Mike from Fridays at Big Mike's, and you're listening to the award-winning 88.3 WHCM FM.
Did you know that there are tons of events on Harper's campus? Whether it's a movie night or a dance show, there's always something to do at Harper. To learn more, check out the student engagement calendar or keep an ear out for This Week at Harper.
Hi, folks. You're listening to Harper Highlights, where we highlight the best of Harper through interviews, song requests, and more. Earlier today, we got to interview Nupur, who is a member of the Fashion Studies Department at Harper College. We also did a brief spotlight on the Harper Welcome Crew. Now it's time to play song requests from various students, staff, and members of the community. Up now is a request from a member of the Harper Men's Cross Country and Track Team. Michael, this one is for you.
Welcome to South Dakota, here in early July. Tucked away in the Black Hills on an especially starry night. A concrete green brontosaurus has a subtle glint in her eye. 'Cause under the moonlight, when the moment is right, dark, I wonder what happens there when no one's around. Does some kind of magic fill the air? I won't ever prove statues can move, but I'd like to think they do. So I make believe with all of my heart. There's magic afoot on
rapid city and that hilltop of beasts. When I gaze up at that T-Rex, it's like he's staring back at me. Yeah, those old dinosaur sculptures fill my heart with awe and intrigue. 'Cause under the moonlight, when the moment is right, under the moonlight, things come alive. In Dinosaur Park, long after dark, Dinosaur Park. Things on my mind, 'cause I can only imagine what strange things could happen up on top of that hill at night. What do dinosaurs talk about when they're alone? Before the sun comes up and they turn back to stone, do they look down on the city lights, even though they don't bat an eye? And then at night, when the moon is bright, do they come alive? I have a sneaking suspicion inside. 'Cause in Dinosaur Park, long after dark, I wonder what happens there, when no one's around, does some kind of magic fill the air? I won't ever prove statues can move, but I'd like to think they do. I don't know how, and I don't know why, but I get the feeling deep down inside. Things on my mind, 'cause I can only imagine what strange things could happen up on top of that hill at night. In Dinosaur Park.
Hi, folks. We're back with song requests on Harper Highlights. For those who caught the last song, that was Dinosaur Park by Owl City. Next up is a request from Matt, another member of the community. The song in question, Mango Tree by the Zac Brown Band and Sarah Bareilles.
the sunlight to come rising from the sea. We lay undercover, shaded by the mango tree. We could stay forever, never leave this paradise. Swaying in the ocean breeze to the rhythm of the tide. Tomorrow, oh, tomorrow. Take your time, 'cause we got time to borrow. I love you. Say that you love me too. We can turn the whole world upside down. Just us two. Nobody else will do. 'Cause baby, you're the only one for me. Underneath the mango tree.
Sticking to our bodies just like sugar on our skin. The day is getting older, oh, but we are still so young. Higher than the stars above and fading like the sun.
Tomorrow, oh, tomorrow. Take your time. Just us two. Nobody else will do. 'Cause baby, you're the only one for me.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Underneath the mango tree.
It's me and you.
Nobody else will do. Baby, you're the only one.
Baby,
for
you're
me.
The only one for
baby,
me.
Baby, you're the only one.
Baby,
for me.
You're the only one for me.
Underneath the mango tree.
Hey everyone! Our song requests at Harper Highlights are going strong. This next song was requested by a student at Harper. Her name is Ruth. As for the song itself, that would be called I Wish by Stevie Wonder.
Was the
everyone. We'll be continuing with song requests in just a moment. But first, a few messages.
Hello, beautiful. Did you know Harper College has a boutique of beautiful things on campus? Everything at Studio 5 is handmade by Harper students, staff, and local artists. Whether you are a maker wanting to sell your creations or a shopper looking for unique gifts, Studio 5 has it all. Studio 5 has recently moved due to the demolition of Building J. Visit us at our new location, Building H, Room 130. Our hours are Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Thursdays, noon to 6 p.m. Hope to see you soon.
I'm Jackie from the Fashion Studies Department, and you are listening to Harper Radio.
Hi there. For those of you who are just catching the show, my name is Zoe, and you are listening to Harper Highlights, where we highlight the best of Harper through interviews, song requests, and more. Today, our song requests have dabbled from rock classics like The Who to jazzier sounds like the Zac Brown Band. And then some. In some ways, to connect it back to our interview, these songs are just like different types of fashion. You've got your athletic gear, your evening wear, so on and so forth. In any case, next up is a request from someone who I believe their name is pronounced Rehan. As for the song in question, it is Baba O'Reilly by The Who.
Teenage wasteland, it's only tea.
Hello, hello, hello. You have been listening to Harper Radio, specifically Harper Highlights, where we highlight the best of Harper community through interviews, song requests, and more. Speaking of song requests, we've got another one coming your way. Hailing from another member of the community, get ready to hear Talking Heads Burning Down the House. Marlon, this one is for you. And now, our final song for the hour is a request that came from another member of the community. Fans of K-pop Demon Hunters, get excited. Katie has requested the song Golden by Huntrix.
I was a ghost, I was alone. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe. I was the queen that I meant to be.
I lived two lives, try to play both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a problem child, cause I got too
feel like me. Put these patterns all in the past now, and finally live like the girl they all see. No more hiding, I'll be shining like I'm born to be. Cause we are hunters, voices strong, and I know I believe we're going up, up, up. It's our moment. You know together we're going. Gonna be golden. Up, up, up with our voices. Going to get you so often. Gonna be golden. Oh, I'm done hiding. Now I'm shining like I'm born to be. Oh, our time, no fears, no lies. That's who we're born to be. You know we're gonna be golden. We're gonna be, born to be glowing. Like every night I know this. You know that it's our time, no fears, no lies. That's who we're born to be.
That's all from us at Harper Highlights, folks. I'm your host, Zoe, and I am so grateful to have gotten to do today's interview. Learning more about the Fashion Studies Department, getting to take song requests, it truly is a privilege. Oh, and just so you know, the song we are currently jamming to is called Iona, Emotional Ambient Pop, and the artist is Rockot, R-O-C-K-O-T, one word. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great day.